I've actually got my, I've got a very dear friend from childhood. Her name is Lindsay, but she's my turtle sister, Donatello, and I'm Raphael. She joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Raphael.
There we go.
Now, I just wanted to bring you in on this because I have to share what happened with you on the weekend. Now, what did you purchase on Friday?
Well, look, it's a 3.7 metre tinny with 5 horsepower. She's powerful. I pretty much sent a global email out on Friday to let everyone know that to start calling me Skipper after the purchase, but I've had a shocker.
So she's bought, Lindsay lives down the Gold Coast. She's bought this tinny Bilks, and like she said, she's pumped up, spruiked out everywhere. Now, so I drove down the coast to enjoy this vessel on Saturday morning, and I arrived to the information that, turned up, what did I have, Dawn?
A bowl of Prosecco, a pirate hat, all pumped.
Hats for the crew, so I had 4 hats in total, we're all keen. Ready to do the launch, and Donatello informs me that there's been how many you'd had 3 voyages, hadn't you?
Three voyages. So the first one went like a dream. It was pretty best minutes of my life.
That was the shakedown cruise, right?
The second one, I actually ran out of petrol right outside of home with probably about 15 fishermen there, and then the third and unfortunately, final voyage at this point, I've accidentally run over I think a decommissioned jetty that was under the water, and I've kind of snapped my propeller.
So
I'm getting this drunken sailor vibe here. What should we do with the Perrier?
Yeah, that's it. So I've rocked up not only to we've toasted the boat. Here she is on the rocks outside their house. Toasted the boat, and then we've also had the decommissioning.
Yeah,
of the boat
in what a week? Just about a week.
No. How long, Don? 24 hours, wasn't it?
I'd go 36 hours.
36 hours.
You have no right to call yourself Skipper in any language, Don.
Honestly, so
I've broken it. The highs and the lows.
So that she's named the vessel the Big Dog River Rat. So. The big dog River Rat is out of action 36 hours after she's purchased it.
Yeah, so I've come to work this morning and I've had to let everyone know that I'm not Skipper today. So it's been a rough morning.
Not even first mate or cabin boy after that.
No, I know. God. So look, I mean, if there's any boaties out there that might be able to help the old Big Dog River Rat, you'll have to let us know.
Yeah, call through, please. Help me.
Yeah, look, help Lynn's out, my girlfriend. But yeah, we thought we'd put it out to the Zinc family. What have you? When did you break something straight up? Can you beat 36 hours?
Yeah.
I reckon there might be someone that might be able to beat that.
I can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 years of age, got a dartboard.
Mm.
We set it up in the garage. I'm sitting there doing the, throwing the darts and getting the bullseye.
Yep.
Unfortunately, not being much of a tool dude, the nail that was holding the dartboard only been up 10 minutes on the concrete floor of the garage, split in two. Totally useless. So,
fantastic.
Don, I've beat you 36 hours. Susie from Kenilworth, morning.
Good morning. Yes, I can definitely beat that record.
Oh, come on, Suze.
We have a ride-on mower and we thought we'd get a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. So we went to Bunnings, obviously, as you do, and got out. It was closing time, so we got out and went to put it in the ute and realised we didn't have any tie-down straps.
Oh, no.
So we just had one of those nets things that you throw over the top.
Yep.
Anyway, halfway home, it's flown out the back. so we didn't even get it home.
How has it flown out the back? What, just rolled off the back of the trailer?
No idea. Absolutely no idea. The wind, whatever. Anyway, so we went looking for it and we couldn't find it because it's black and it was nighttime and it was dark. And so we didn't even get it home. There you go.
How much it cost you again?
Oh, no idea.
Yeah, right.
Did you end up finding it the next day?
No, never found it. Just got a new one.
Give us the location. We might be able to find it years later now.
Maybe some people grabbed it out at the lights.
Well, maybe it was smashed into a million pieces and you could never find it.
That's true. Nah,
never found it. All gone.
Did you buy another
one? A couple
of
times. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's what you
shocker.
Do.
Beautiful, Susie.
Gold. Thanks, Suze.
Thank you so much. Is this Roland?
Yes, good morning, guys.
Morning, Rolly. What's happened to you?
Well, I'm doing was doing a bit of gardening, so and I knew that it was going to be a bit of a tough job, so I've ordered online. I've ordered a chainsaw. I get it home. It gets home. I put it together, and I killed it within half an hour cutting down bamboo.
Oh no!
Yeah, you don't use a proper cane cutter, mate, for bamboo.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think I've got to use somebody else's tools for this bamboo stuff. But I killed it. Absolutely. The chainsaw is now a massage wand. This is how blunt it is.
Totally destroyed. Oh no! How embarrassing.
You know what? You didn't do the chainsaw safety course. That's probably why.
Oh no! It is safety. Who needs safety?
Did you take it back to the shop, or were you too embarrassed?
No, I was online, cheap Chinese I was expecting to last more than half an hour.
Mate, yeah. You get what you pay for.
Exactly, mate. Thank you, Roland, for that. Come on, Lydia, spill. What happened to you?
Where are you, Lids?
Oh, Lids, she's not here. I've got to click on here.
Went and bought a TV from a mate down the road.
Yep.
But stupid me took my Great Dane. Had her in the back seat. Put the TV right over the back. Didn't think Great Dane would jump over the seat onto the TV.
No.
Wasn't even out of the driveway.
Oh, no. So what happened?
Dog jumped on it.
And did she smash the front of the TV?
Yeah, the whole lot.
Was a Great Dane. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Jesus, lucky. Did she cut her feet or anything?
No.
Thought it was a new bed. Mummy was getting her a brand new big bed.
Oh, yeah, a couple hundred dollars later, and
oh my goodness! Did your friends were they there when your dog did it? Oh,
nothing.
No guarantee, of course. No warranty with this.
Oh my goodness!
Milko, I beat you 5 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
You have. Yeah, thanks, Lydia. Yes, my dartboard lasting well. Less than 10 minutes after dropping on the floor. So I had no skills about nailing anything into a wall. I still don't.
See, and what was your mistake? You should have got Ness to put it up.
Exactly, but I hadn't met her when I was 15.
This is when you're 15.
Apparently you need to put the nail in at an angle, not straight. That was the problem. Just went the weight went down.
Your dad, Veselovich, would have been not very happy with
he
you.
He wasn't.